Om Sri Sai Ram. Offering our most reverential, prayerful and loving pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, when the Lord decides to descend on earth as an avatar, we know He is equally loving to all. But then, He is more than equally loving to some. Some He calls to His place, some He goes to their place. He is more than equally loving to the innocent and faithful. Tribals are innocent and faithful. It may be difficult for you to imagine that there are days in some of the tribal villages in Nilgiris that there will be a knock at 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the morning, and when they open the door, Swami used to stand there. And Swami used to take part in the festivities of the tribals. Once again, it may be difficult for you to imagine the Swami used to dance with them in their tribal dance. This is the way the loving Lord reaches out to the tribals. In continuation of Bhagwan's loving reach out program, today Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization launches another milestone program called Sri Satya Sai National Tribal Development Program. On this occasion, we have here amongst us more than 340 tribals from across India from more than 12 states participating in this event. To commence the proceedings of the morning, we will have our brothers and sisters from the tribal area walking in procession and joining us all. Let us all put our hand together and welcome our brothers and sisters from the tribal region. Next, we'll have a brief introduction about the Sri Satya Sai National Tribal Development Program. The introduction will be given by one of the members of the Satya Sai organization who himself represents the tribal community. He was born in a tribal village, and when he was born, Swami visited his village. He is Dr. S. Ramu. He is the one who got the first doctorate from the tribal community. He has done his PhD in tribal economy. He was a senior scientist heading the Krish Vigyan Kendra of the Indian Council of Agricultural Research for more than 2 decades. He was a member of the Tea Board of India, representing the tribal communities of Nilgiris. He is associated with Sri Satya Sai organization for more than 2 decades, and he was the district president of Nilgiris district for around 18 years. He is currently the vice president for tribal affairs in the state of Tamil Nadu of Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, Dr. S. Ramu.
Om Sri Sai Ram. My most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our loving Lord. Respected elders, my dear brothers and sisters, with Bhagwan's immense grace, we have all assembled here to launch Sri Satya Sai Tribal Development Program throughout India. With Swami's grace, the tribal people from all over India have assembled here to launch this important program of Bhagwan. It is Bhagwan's pet project. My memory goes back 2005, when more than 500 tribal people from Nilgiris, all different groups, Todas, Kotas, Badagas, Paniyas, Katnaikans, all primitive tribes came here for Bhagavan's darshan. We came in the afternoon and we had darshan in the evening. Next day morning, we have all assembled here. Swami called us and told, Swami didn't sleep the whole night yesterday. Swami said, you came yesterday. I didn't give you anything. So that is the love Swami poured to us has. Then immediately saris have come, dhotis have come, and prasad. Everything is distributed to all our tribal people here. At that time, Mr. Ramurthy was the canteen in charge. Swami asked him to come here. Swami told Ramurthy, Ramurthy, they are my guest. We have to give them good feast. So that day we had a very delicious, you know, prasad, Bhagavan's presence. So likewise, so many occasions. Swami's visit to Ooty starts 1960 onwards. In the early 60s, Swami came to Ooty, took a house for rent at a place called Valley View, stayed there and visited all the villages of Nilgiris. Couple of years later, Swami stayed in a tribal home called Madha Gowda and Lakshmi Amma. The ardent devotees of Bhagavan, Swami used to stay in their house whenever Swami visits Ooty for 5-6 years. Lakshmi Amma used to narrate to me She said, Swami visit to Ooty is so sudden without prayer intimation. A telegram will come from Mysore. Previous evening, Swami is coming there the next morning. Next morning before 8, Swami will be there at the house of Lakshmi Amma. That evening bhajan session will start. We don't know where the devotees will pour in. How they know about Swami's arrival, people will pour in their house. Lakshmi Amma asked Swami, Swamini, how many people I have to cook? I have to give prasadam. Swami just smiled. Evening bhajan session starts. So people are singing bhajan. Lakshmi Amma was busy cooking food for them in the kitchen. Suddenly Swami appeared over there and asked, Adigella Aita. Swami, Lakshmi was so worried. Swami, how many people are coming? I have to cook for everybody. Swami said, Yen Tondriyala Ella Sariyaktade. This was Swami's real word. The biggest part is, Lakshmi Amma see one Swami in the kitchen, another Swami in the bhajan. In one shot, she has seen two Swamis. So that is Swami's grace. Later on, our Ooty school started. Swami has given opportunity for the tribal children to study in his school. That is the greatness of Swami. Whenever the Swami students come to Ooty, Swami asked them to go to tribal villages. We took them to tribal villages. In the evening, Swami will ask, where you went, what you did. Our dear students will, Swami, we went and danced. Okay, you dance, okay, what other things you learn? Have you studied their culture? Have you studied their tradition? Have you studied their unity? Have you studied their lifestyle? Swami used to teach our students regarding their culture that was there. One small incident I share with you before I conclude. Swami's 75th birthday. Myself and Mr. Sachidanandam, at that time our Ramani Garu was the state president, Sachidanandam came. We came here and prayed to Bhagwan, Swami, we want to conduct 75 marriages on the auspices of 75 year birthday. Swami said, Adivasi makkal pannunga, you do it for tribals. We went back, visited all the interior villages in the tribal area, and we surprised to note, in every village, it is 2-3 couples. The marriage discussion was over, the date is not fixed. Because there is no money. They don't have money to buy Mangala Sutra. They don't have money for buy cloths. They don't have money to feed the relatives. This was the situation. Then we understood why Swami asked us to go to Adivasi villages. 70 marriages we conducted. We brought all of them here. Swami was so happy. Tumba sandosayitu. That is Swami's profuse love for them. So this is Swami we keep on telling. You know, his love, his grace to our tribal people. Following the footsteps of Swami, our respected All India President and our Ramani Garu, they call me to Kodaikanal, Ramu, we are going to launch All India Tribal Development Program. We should launch. So we are so happy with his grace, with his blessings, with his love. I hope this project is going to be very successful in the years to come. Jai Saram.
Thank you, sir. When we say a tribal village, we from the urban areas, we may not be able to imagine what is the condition there. Today, when we want to travel 5 kilometers in our urban areas, you will take in your vehicle maximum about 10 minutes or 15 minutes. But when you go to tribal areas and they say it is 5 kilometers, it takes about an hour to travel there. Imagine we will take about 45 minutes to 1 hour in this age of modern transportation and roads. But Swami has visited all these villages in the late 50s and early 60s onwards. That is the love of Bhagwan for these tribal communities, because their love is simple and pure. There's one more information that will be very interesting. For every birthday, the tribal communities of Nilgiris supplies one truckload of vegetables for the birthday celebrations. That is their love for Bhagwan. And they don't go and purchase all these vegetables in the market. No, it is not done that way. They actually sow the seeds of the vegetables in their own land. They allocate a piece of land 6 months before birthday, and all the vegetables that is grown in that piece of land for 6 months is brought to Bhagwan and offered as their gratitude to Bhagwan. Today, on the occasion of the launch of the milestone program, Sri Satya Sai Tribal Development Program, we will have a brochure released on the program. I invite our respected All India President, sir, to release the brochure. Now we will have representatives from the tribal communities to come forward and receive their copies of the brochure. Next, we invite our All India President, sir, to address the gathering.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering our most humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved master, Bhagwan Shri Sathya Sai Baba. On behalf of all present here, we offer our heartfelt prayers to Bhagwan and seek his blessings that he guides us on the right path and ensures that we become his ideal instruments to ensure that we fulfill his will and his sankalpa. Let's all pray together to Bhagwan and pray, Dear Lord, thy will be done and everything that you wish we fulfill as your true instruments. We're indeed grateful today to Bhagwan for affording us this opportunity to assemble here today on the launch of the Sri Sathya Sai National Tribal Development Program. This is not our initiative, brothers and sisters. This indeed is a sankalpa of Bhagwan himself. As Dr. Ramu mentioned, Bhagwan laid the seeds of this movement many, many years ago. And as we all know, that the real mission of Bhagwan Shri Sathya Sai Baba is now unfolding in his omnipresent form. All throughout the beautiful years in this physical form, really speaking, he's laid the foundation or laid the seeds for the many, many good things that is to happen and which is now unfolding. Let us all remember when Bhagwan told us that be there still, have unflinching faith in me, know that I am inside you and just be happy as I unfold my mystery in front of you. And the Sri Sathya Sai Tribal Development Program is one such mystery which is unfolding before us, and we are all witness to this divine mission which is unfolding today, and we are grateful to Bhagwan for that. I'd like to correct the perspective. It is not that the Sathya Sai Seva organization is like launching a tribal development program. In a sense, if you go to see the reality, as Brother Ramu mentioned and as Brother Vijay Krishnan, the illustrious alumni of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, my colleague in the organization, rightfully mentioned, it is the simplicity and the innocence of my brothers and sisters from the tribal areas that is, in fact, a lesson for all of us to learn. So really speaking, it is not the tribal development program, but by associating with the beautiful brothers and sisters from the tribal areas, it is going to be our development as we unfold this program down the line. Because the hallmark of the Sathya Sai Seva organization is not to do something for somebody else, but by trying to see God in others, you improve yourselves. And therefore, this, brothers and sisters, is the launch of a self-development program, taking the help, and we are thankful to all the brothers and sisters from all the tribal areas of India for affording mankind the opportunity to peep into their lives of innocence, their life of great divinity, their life of great faith, so that we can learn to be like them rather than make them look like us, is really the essence of this program. I must confess that I have not been able to go to the Nilgiris yet, but I am going to go there very soon. But as I travel in the different parts of the country, whether it is Jharkhand, whether it is Bihar, whether it is Rajasthan, whether it is West Bengal, Telangana, and I tell you, I have had an occasion to go to Paderu, which is in Telangana. And amazing, that was my first experience with the tribal people. But what I've learned from them, enthusiasm you learn from the tribals, devotion you learn from the tribals, one-pointed attention at the divine lotus feet you learn from the tribals. And from the tribals of Paderu, I learned to be fearless and have faith in Bhagwan. And from the tribals of Paderu that I learned that when you utter the name of Bhagwan, she said, Sai Baba, utter it with so much of gusto that maybe that is the last breath of your life, and that is the credit of the devotees of Paderu who did a fantastic job. The Nilgiris, the Paderus, go to Chhattisgarh, go to Rajasthan, and so much of love and Bhagwan's presence is there. I invite all the people from all over the world, whenever you get a chance, you may go on pilgrimages, but if you really want to see devotion and faith, go to the tribals of India and you will learn what devotion to Bhagwan Sri Sat Sai Baba is really my conviction, which I believe. Brothers and sisters, today, as I said, we are indeed grateful to Bhagwan for helping us and inspiring us to be a part of his mission and using us as instruments of his divine will. In the next 5 years, we have prayed to Bhagwan that he guides us and he blesses us, that we proceed in our path of cooperating and joining our brothers and sisters from the tribal areas to see that together we grow the kingdom of Sai in all these tribal areas so that there is love, peace and great ananda for everyone participating in this program and for the people of the tribal areas. I pray to Bhagwan to bless each and every family in all the tribal areas of India with his grace and his blessings so that they all become a part of the family. Our vision at the lotus feet of Bhagwan is that every tribal district of India becomes a Satya Sai district and every village in the tribal areas becomes a Satya Sai Samiti is really our vision in the next 5 years as we proceed towards the centenary celebration of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It's a 5-year program. We are trying to focus on 9 regions and 9 areas which we can help and be a part of the program. One is infrastructure that we really want to focus on. Second is sanitation, women and child health. And we also want to focus on education, which is really, really important. If there is one Dr. Ramu who became a doctorate, there are thousands waiting in the tribal areas to become like Dr. Ramu as we go down the 10 years as we go fine. Agriculture is a great thing. The purest vegetables come from the tribal areas. For all those who go to Walmart and everywhere, please know that they're all poisoned or maybe all malign, but the vegetables that come from the tribal areas are the purest and the healthiest in the world. So let's ensure that the tribal vegetables are available to all of us to eat at all time. Yes, mass marriages. We are totally committed to ensure that no tribal ever suffers because of want of money for the marriages in their village. And I think the Sat Sai organization will pray to Bhagwan so that Bhagwan grants us the strength to do this as we go further. The social and cultural part, you're now going to witness some beautiful dances. You will really enjoy the cultural part of it. We've seen many, many modern cultures all over the world, but I think the time has now come to go back to the roots. You may not be able to shake your legs to a jazz or a ballroom dance, but this simple step that the tribal do, all of you can join. I assure you, I tried it yesterday night when they were practicing, and it's very easy and enjoyable. I invite all of you to be a part of that also. And yes, skill development and individual development, because that's where Swami wants that even the tribal's brothers and sisters have equal opportunity to reach his divine lotus feet. As much as we all yearn, they also yearn. And we will offer this opportunity to all of them with Bhagwan's grace. With these few words, I pray to Bhagwan to bless the Sat Sai organization in India. Dear Bhagwan, we offer ourselves at your lotus feet. Please guide us, bless us, and give us inspiration. And let us do exactly what you want us to do so that this project becomes an offering at your divine lotus feet when we assemble once again during the centenary celebrations of your advent on this great earth. Jai Sai Ram. Thank you very much.
I was the state youth coordinator of Tamil Nadu for more than a decade before. Swami has not called all the youth coordinators for any meeting or any instructions on seva. But what Swami did is, he ordered us, all the state youth coordinators across India, to visit tribal areas. And we all visited with the former All India President V. Srinivasan, the agency areas near Rajamundri for 2 days, under the instructions of Bhagwan. So that is how we all learned how the tribal areas are and what is the love of Bhagwan towards them. Now, we will have offerings of love, performances of their cultural dances in front of us. in this August gathering. Firstly, we'll have performance from the Todas community. Todas are one of the primitive tribes living in the hills of Nilgiri's Tamil Nadu, with their economy based on cattle herding and dairy products. They are specialized in a unique embroidery which has been passed on to generations. Toda embroidery has been given the geographical identification status today. Todas are worshippers of Panchapandavas. The Todas traditionally live in settlements called Mund, and for all specific occasions, Todas from 65 Munds unite together. The association of Todas with Swami dates back to the 1960s and even before. They pray and dance for the health and wealth, peace and happiness for all of us. We'll have the dance from the Todas. Next, we'll have performance of the Dimsha dance. It is a dance of the unity of love. In the Anantakiri Eastern Ghat Dimsha is a tribal dance form that is performed primarily by the Purja caste women in India. Dimsha originated in Koraput district in Odisha state, but has presently is more associated with Vishakhapatnam. Dimsha is in the grow with the culture of that region, especially with places near Arukku Valley and Bora Caves. A group of 15 to 20 women form a circle and dance praising the deity for the welfare of their domestic life. This is also performed during their weddings. They typically wear the traditional dresses and ornaments. The leading lady usually wears a peacock feather on her head. The male members generally play various traditional instruments. Today we have the male members performing the Dimsha dance.
Ratnala Sairam, Ratnala Sairam, Ratnala Sairam, Ratnala Sairam, Motiala Sai Ram. Motiala Sai Ram. Om Tri, Om Tri, Om Tri Sai Ram. Bangaro Sai Ram. Bale Bale Sai Ram. Motiala Saira, Ratnala Saira,
Ratnala Saira,
Motiala, Motiala, Motiala Saira, Ratnala, Ratnala, Ratnala Saira,
Jai
Jai Saira, Jai Jai Saira, Om Tri Saira,
Om Tri Saira.
Jai 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 Sai Ram.
Jai 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 Sai
Ram. Om Tri Om Tri Om Tri Sai Ram. Jai Jai Sai Ram.
Bale Bale Sai Ram.
Bangaro Sai Ram.
Mutyala Sai Ram.
Ratnala Sai Ram. Mutyala Sai Ram.
Om Tri Om Tri Om Tri Sai Ram.
Jai 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 Sai Ram. Om Tri Om Tri Sai Ram.
Om Tri Sai Ram.
Jai Jai Sai Ram.
Bale Bale Sai Ram.
Bangaro Sai Ram.
Bangaro Sai Ram.
Bale Bale Sai Ram.
Bangaro Sai Ram.
Bale Bale Sai Ram.
Ratnala Sai Ram.
Mochala Sai Ram.
Mochala Sai Ram.
Ratnala Sai Ram.
Ratnala 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 Sai Ram.
Mochala 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 Sai Ram. Mutyala, Mutyala, Mutyala Sai Ram.
Om Tri Sai Ram.
Jai Jai Sai Ram.
Om Tri Sai Ram.
Jai Jai Sai Ram.
Jai Jai Sai Ram.
Om Tri Sai Ram.
Jai Jai Sai
Ram. Om Tri Sai Ram.
Bale Bale Sai Ram.
Bangaro Sai Ram.
Bale Bale Sai Ram. Bangaro Sai Ram. Bangaro Sai Ram. Bangaro, Bangaro, Bangaro Sai.
Jai Jai Sai Ram. Jai Jai Sai Ram. Jai Jai Sai Ram. Jai Jai Sai Ram. Mutyala Sai Ram. Mutyala Sai Ram. Ratnala 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 Sai Ram. Ratnala 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 Sai Ram.
Om Jai Sai Ram.
Jai Jai Sai Ram. Jai Jai Sai Ram. Om Tri Sai Ram. Bale Bale Sai Ram. Jai Bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba Ji Ke.
Next we'll have performance by the Khotas community. Khotas are ethnic and primitive tribal group of Nilgiris Hills in Tamil Nadu. They are basically artisan tribes specialized in pottery, carpentry, blacksmith and agriculture. They have their unique music and dance. The traditional music instruments used by the Khotas are still made by the members of the community themselves. We'll have the dance performance by the Khotas community. Next we'll have performance from the tribals of the Achampet area. A group of 26 villages from the tribal belt of Achampet of Nagar Kurnool district of Telangana will be performing their traditional dance called Kolatam or Kolanallu. In the olden days, Kolatam is one of the most popular dance narratives in the states of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. It is a rural art form performed usually during village festivals that involves a religious offering to the temple goddess. We'll have Kolatam now.
Thank you.
Next we'll have a performance by the Gond tribes of Chhattisgarh. Mantri dance is a unique and essential part of Gond tribes of Chhattisgarh. This dance was believed to be invented by Lord Lingodev, the god of tribals of Bastar region. Lingodev has invented and mastered 18 different musical instruments and he was a master of playing all. Three types of Mantri dances are in practice, each one used for different occasions. The main song sung in all type of Mantri dance is Re Re Lo Yo, which is the short form of Ram, Lakshman and Sita. By singing this song, they pray God for peace, happiness, prosperity. Let's have the Gond tribes performing their art. And the last performance for the morning session will be by the Baduga community. The Badugas are indigenous people inhabiting in about 430 villages of Nilgiri village. The traditional attire of the Badugas is a white tundu, mundu and sili. Baduga dance is indigenous to the Badugas, the natives of Nilgiri. No occasion is their culture is complete without their folk dance. We'll have the Baduga performance.
Thank you. Gajanana, Gajanana,
Gajanana,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. जय।